The United States of America, known as the land of the free, home of the brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States their home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled The Wisdom Eye in Florida, USA in June 2001.
Coming. Yeah. It's been a long time since we've seen you.
How long?
Long time for me.
How are you doing?
I'm not so good.
Not so good? What happened?
I have a back problem.
Oh, back pain?
Sciatica.
Oh.
So I'm unable to do meditation, sitting down. I have to lay down.
Oh, it's okay.
And I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing very much meditation or sound.
Try your best. You could lay and put the two pillows on both sides.
That's what I do.
Yes. That's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Sit just as long as you can and then do what you can. Yeah? Do
okay.
Your best. It's all right.
Thank you for your love.
Okay. Wonderful. Mm. You know, when you're sick and still trying, God's blessing is more, double, triple, because He knows you're in such a condition, you still try hard. Yeah, your merits will be manifold. Yeah, okay.
Hi, dear Master.
Hi.
Hi. I'm very shy, but
no,
I
No, you're
have
not.
A question.
You're the dancer, right?
Well, I can dance, but I'm shy when I speak to public.
Oh, it's okay. Nobody here is a public. Are you a public? No, we are all private people. Nobody here is public, right? We are private citizens.
I have a question that really bothers me for a long time. you mentioned several times that we should be ourselves, we should walk our own way and not to be influenced by others.
Right.
But I found it very difficult when I faced my parents. Whenever there's a conflict, I feel like I want to be myself, but at the same time, I don't want to make them angry.
Understand.
But when that happened, they say that I should be obedient, otherwise I'm not doing my filial duty.
Yes.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
26? Do you live with parents?
Huh?
You live with your parents?
No, I don't live with them. Because of the job.
Then it's okay. Now and again, you come to see them. Just do what they want.
Yeah. Well, let me explain to you the situation.
Yeah.
I met a brother, and we found very compatible together. And he helped me a lot spiritually.
Yes.
Ever since I met him, I felt I have been practicing more diligently.
Mm.
But my parents have been strongly disagree.
Why?
With our relationship.
What's wrong with that guy? He has only one ear or something?
No, he has a background in art, and my parents think that he has no future and he cannot support.
Then you have the future. One of you have future is enough.
I mean, both of us has a job, so I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Yes.
But because my parents love me so much.
I understand.
And they just become very emotional, and especially my mom, she said that
God.
If you ever marry with this guy, I'm going to break the relationship with you, and that really hurts my feeling because I do love my mom a lot.
Understand. This is always a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I going to do? What are we going to do? Take time,
uh-huh.
Okay? Slowly. Show your mom his income sheet. This is what he earned, you know, round figure, you know?
Uh-huh.
And if he continue like this, it's okay. Tell him what you plan, like, okay, maybe we love each other, but we do not marry yet, if you don't want. We just take time to know each other, and we save up. And if we do marry, maybe we don't have children yet, so we save up. So we're both okay.
Uh-huh.
Until we have enough money, then we will have house and children. Just tell her your plan. And it makes her feel that, okay, you know what to do. Okay,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I really want to please them, so I feel like maybe I should give up. But
if I do
that, then I feel I'm like nobody.
No. You should not give up on love. If this is the love of your life, you give up, you feel empty. You feel bad. You feel, what are you living for? And both of you will suffer. And if you suffer, your parents are not happy either. So tell them like that. Tell them you love them very much. But this person means a lot to you. And if you don't see him again, you feel like half of you dying or all of you are dying. You ask your parents whether they like you to be happy or to be depressed or miserable. And then on the other hand, if I'm with him, this, that will happen. Yeah, we will do this, we do that together. We're happy, we do this, and we will do this, we will do that. In first year we do what, second year we do what, you know? We have plan. We don't run into trouble, you know? We live frugally, yeah? And we don't have children yet, so we have no trouble. Both of us can still take care of ourselves now. So in the future we still continue to. And if we don't have enough money, maybe we don't have children. But she likes to have children, huh?
My mom?
Yeah.
No. Well, she didn't tell me that, but...
No, she would. She'd like to have grandchildren, believe me. Our mother does.
I'm not very strong when I deal with this kind of situation.
How
I
you
feel
draw
like
a
I
plan?
Want to I want to hide away, run away to somewhere else.
No,
but
no,
I know
that.
That's not a proper way to
all
deal
right.
with
I know.
The problem.
Okay, understand. You write down all your feeling. Yeah? The negative, if it happened, like separation. The positive, when you are together, the good time you have, and the feeling, your happiness and all that, you write out. Because you cannot speak, then you write out. And put it in their mailbox. And they read it in their own time. They don't read it today, they read it again. And it's better when people take time to read. Because when you talk, sometimes you get into emotional. Yeah, and they tell like, you don't argue with me. Yeah, you are a kid. To them, you are still a kid. I'm sorry, 26 kid. So you write down, okay? Write sincerely everything, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and if possible, ask your beloved to write also to them. tell him all his sincere feeling for you. Assure them that because he loves you so much, he'll do everything for you, including try to get a better future or anything. Yeah? What is the life without love? Yeah. If he make a lot of money for you, but he doesn't love you, he will leave you and get another woman anytime. Tell your parents like that. And you end up being miserable too. Bring a lot of kids home for them to take care of later. Yeah? Tell them so love is everything. Mm-hmm. Everything else come after. What I mean is, in case, that case, you know, if you have a lot of money and look like good future, but if the husband don't love you or not faithful, not a good type, he can leave you any time and you end up worse than before. Worse than you begin. Yeah?
Thank you very much.
You write out, okay? Write out, yes. Give them a bunch of flowers and all that, no? Send a rose with that letter or chocolate, whatever, you know? Okay? Or put it in the mailbox, yeah. Okay? If you don't have love, you have problem. If you have love, you have problem. My God. The physical love, you know, or this kind of emotional love in this world sometimes cause trouble. Yeah, attachment and also disappointment and also jealousy, all kind of things.
Master, when I meditate on the sound at home, I shakes a lot.
Sometimes the vibration is too strong and your body is, the tissues of your body is too feeble. It goes like that.
Yeah, when I meditate with group meditation, I don't have that
problem. I understand. At home, you don't have support, that's why, but it's okay. Don't worry, don't try to control, just forget all about it. Remember? Forget all the bodily sensation. Heat, cold, shaking, go big, go small, whatever, you see? Oh, forget them. Just concentrate on what you're doing, yeah?
Yes.
The body does what it does, the mind does what it does, you do what you do. You are different. You are not the body, you're not the mind. See what I mean? You're the master.
You said when people go into the third level, they drop their mind. And so how you come back?
Oh, they pick it back when they go...
Oh, they come back when they come down.
Yeah. Just like sometimes you go in here, you put the shoes outside. Huh? And when you go out, you take your shoes again.
I was initiated 14 months ago. And after 1 year, we could introduce people to convenient method. And we introduced 10 people, and they're initiated now. And then 12 more after that. So it's now 22 people, and we meet like at my apartment because it's real far to go to the center. And what we wanted to know is if we, so we're not official, so we wanted to know if we could also be a center because it's too far to go.
How far is the center?
We're in southern Maryland, so non-rush hour, it takes some of them more than an hour. Rush hour, forget about it.
Uh-huh.
And most of the center times are in the morning, you hit rush hour. In the evening, you hit rush hour.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're growing very fast.
Uh-huh.
And,
it's okay.
We're going to make sure before.
All right, it's all right.
Thank you, Master.
You can meditate. The main point is for you to meditate together.
Yeah.
Not about the center. Me? Yeah. And if you feel it's more convenient, it's good for you, it's fine. Yeah. Group meditation is for you. Yeah,
thank
not
you.
For the center or where. Yeah.
You,
it's just because you know, we have a center and all the like news and things like that. And it's more facilitated, yeah? People also come there to meet each other, yeah, nicely. So maybe you don't go every week, but you go every 2 weeks or every 3-4 weeks, something like that, to have also a connection with the, you know, the nearby center.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, and we meet every week, at least once a week, at, you know, they are together, but and then sometimes, like
no,
once
I mean,
a month, go to the...
Yeah, it's okay, process. It's okay. Yes, as long as you are all informed also about what the activity in the center, sometimes you join each other to have fun, to meditate, to do retreat, yeah? The more people, more powerful. Hmm? Yes. The center is to offer the, you know, the facility to the people, not an obligation. You understand?
Dear Master, every time I meditate, I try to concentrate here, but then I just cannot concentrate, and
uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Okay. Do you see anything there? Do you see any vision, any light?
Yeah, and Thank you.
You're welcome. If you don't concentrate, how could you see that? Huh? That means you concentrate, okay? You have concentrated very well. All right? Concentration is not mean like something you can measure, you know, like something physical, like, oh, I got it, you know, no. The proof of concentration is that you have seen those pictures, those visions, okay? That's cool. No more English question? Yeah, then you can go. The Chinese will come.
我的爸爸在五月八号的时候过世，然后他等着我回去入关，他在台南过世的，然后我带的随身听在他的耳朵，在他的脸部，那在台南因为有一个风俗，他不喜欢把它放在冰箱里面，放在冷冻库，那为了让我们看我爸爸最后 一次，所以他就冷冻。在第三天的时候入殓，那我把随身听放在他的耳朵跟脸部，脸部开始发红，一直红起来。那我还看到他的这个心脏跳了一下，已经三天了。
哎呦，
那这代表什么意思？
如果继续弄，他会滑起来哦。
这个是力量比较大吗？
我家只有我一个印心，那我一个妹妹，她就说那是师父帮忙的，你的师父帮忙的，
当然了，
感谢师父。
啊，不客气，净讲过了，这个是跟古董了啦，谁都知道了，因为力量大嘛，那个护法，差一点护啊 ，My God，把它放冰冻库三天了，拿出来心还会跳啊。师父，我有个问题，有很多人跟我讲啊，就是。
如果你不会英语的话，只要你好好打坐，那个高的能量就会教你，马上会英语了。那个，如果是你没有工作，你只要好好打坐，那你就会一定会得到一个工作，人家也不会很严格的考你，就莫名其妙，反正就是
谁讲的？
好多人都给我这样讲，但是我始终呢，不能够太相信。我想呢，师父帮忙不是从这个角度，我觉得你要是不会英语，你还是要学；你要是没有工作，你的 skill 要是不够，你还是要学。所以我很想听师父解释一下这件事情。还是会了，学一点，然后就可以很好。今天刚才有一个替我开车的人，他是
墨西哥的人啊。我第一次看到他的时候，他只能哭，只能叫师父这样子，他的那个。 他唯一的英文就能做师父，叫 master， 然后他现在整天在讲英文呢。我问他，我刚才跟他讲，你英文现在好好哎，我记得第一次我们见面，你就能叫师父而已，什么都不能讲。他说是啊，听师父的录音带啊，英文的录音带，然后就自己这样慢慢来就会了。哎，不过他也是来美国嘛，然后顺便训练了。
有一些人呢不会讲那个国语啊，他会讲别的中文啊，那种地方语言啊。然后来听师傅的录音带，我破烂的国语，那也会讲国语，会懂国语。那如果计算机技术或者是什么物理学呀、什么这种呢，就是我想要是只听。还是要学啦，要去学。不过我们修行的人呢、啊，会学快，就比别人好。
学的不用用脑筋那么多，哎，谁跟没有谁差不多的那种，懂吗？哎，谢谢。会好，客气。做什么要自己用功啊，不是在那边靠师傅，不是说整天盘腿说师傅，我撞出来一个飞机。<笑>如果肯骑的情况，也许也会。不过普通的时候，我们还是自己要用自己的头脑跟能力啊。 不然的话，它会坏掉啊！你们用，然后师傅才帮忙啊。比方说，这部车它很好开，不过你要跑进去开啊，了解哈？哎，饭呢很好吃，不过你要自己吃啊。有人已经煮了给你，你也要吃。所以那个能量我们已经发达了，也是要使用。 也要知道这个部分是做什么，那个部分做什么啊，也是要学习一点。嗯 ，OK， 好。
我想借这个机会谢谢师父
啊，不客气，
谢谢您的。我时常听师父的带子，然后鼓励我自己。even 有时候我以前在打坐的时候，因为已经运行了一段时间，好像觉得说师父讲的很有道理，很有道理，可是不能够 apply to 在自己的生活里面。可是现在我的感觉就完全不同，我觉得是自知死地而后生，觉得重新又再活过来一次。
是，
而且，师父有一次在一个袋子上说 ，Every sin has a past, and every sinner has a future。我就觉得，我想借这个机会也告诉所有的同修 ，It doesn't matter 什么样的 situation， 只要我们有勇气，我们有信心，抓着师父不要放。我觉得什么问题都可以，都可以解决。谢谢您。
不客气，这样很好，这样态度我喜欢。哎，要肯定嘛，没什么嘛，等一下就笑一声没事了，这没什么，看透了嘛。跟大家做一样，等一下就死了，没什么事了，没几年了，啊，挣多干嘛？有什么嘛嘛那么大不了的事情啊？哈，都是假的嘛。玩一玩啊，演一演戏啊 ，OK， 演的时候演得开心啊，没什么。是啊，演戏啊，那懂了，开悟了，开悟了。他的演得太入神了，没关系，这样也好玩啊。如果演不入神也不好玩啊，是吗？你看那些烂的演员，如果演不入神，我们退票啊，啊，我们都是很好的演员呢、啊，但不知道。
We appreciate your gracious presence with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of The Wisdom Eye. Please stay tuned for more uplifting programs coming up next on Supreme Master Television right after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones be blessed with peace and harmony.